From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. After a day of pressure from the Syrian opposition and the US, the United Nations has rescinded its invitation to Iran to participate in this week's peace conference in Geneva. The Syrian opposition had threatened to boycott the talks unless UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon withdrew the invitation, which was only extended to Tehran over the weekend. Reporting on a day of drama from our bureau at the UN in New York, Nick Harper.
In less than 24 hours, Iran got invited and then uninvited. The UN Secretary General's spokesperson, Martin Nertsky, reading out the decision.
He has decided that the one-day Montreux gathering will proceed without Iran's participation.
The invitation from the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, initially angered the US and led Syria's main opposition party to threaten boycotting the conference. The problem being, the US was convinced that Iran, as Syria's longtime ally, did not back the main aim of the Geneva II talks, namely to set up a new transitional government, a condition that was laid out in the Geneva I agreement. And then Iran proved them right, publicly saying it would not attend the talks if it had to accept those preconditions. That admission effectively cleared the way for the Secretary General to withdraw his invitation.
Meanwhile, Iran has started curbing its enrichment of uranium, according to the UN's nuclear watchdog. It's part of a deal with the US, Russia, China and European powers struck last November. Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague says if Iran sticks to the deal, international sanctions will be eased.
We will be fulfilling our side of the deal, the suspension of those sanctions listed in the agreement with Iran. Of course, other sanctions will be maintained. This is limited and proportionate sanctions relief. And then we will get to work at a very early stage, as early as next month, on the negotiation of a comprehensive deal to settle the Iranian nuclear issue.
Mr. Hague and his fellow European foreign ministers have agreed to send troops to the Central African Republic to try and resolve the conflict there. The move came as a new interim president was elected in the country. From FSN's Europe desk in Brussels, Jack Parrock reports.
A meeting in Brussels of foreign ministers from across Europe decided to send up to 1,000 troops to the Central African Republic in a bid to put an end to continuing violence between Christians and Muslims. 1,600 French troops are already there. Poland, Sweden, Belgium and Finland are just some of the countries expected to put forward some of their armed forces. The United Kingdom and Germany have said they'll only contribute logistically. This mission represents the European Union's first major military operation for 6 years.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A British newspaper is reporting that Al-Qaeda is training hundreds of European and American jihadis in Syria before telling them to return home to set up terror cells. From FSN's London bureau, Dan Whitehead reports.
The former member of the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, who spoke to the British newspaper at the border with Turkey, says some of those fighting the Syrian regime are being brainwashed by fanatics. It comes as British security services believe the threat of potential terrorists being sent back to the UK by al-Qaeda organisers in Syria is growing, with fears of up to 500 British people fighting in the country. The defector, known as Murad, says foreigners fighting in Syria are meeting to talk about terror attacks and about their pride in 9/11 and the London bombings. He claims British, French and American mujahideen were discussing places they wanted to bomb or explode themselves in Europe and the US. Last week in the UK, two 21-year-old men from Birmingham were charged with travelling to Syria to carry out acts of terrorism. Dan Whitehead, London.
A British appeals court judge has rejected allegations that the UK was involved in an American drone strike carried out in Pakistan. The case was brought to court by Pakistani man Noor Khan, whose father was killed in the 2011 attack. From FSN's London bureau, Natalie Feary reports.
The 28-year-old's court case was supported by a human rights charity, Reprieve, which argued that UK intelligence was being provided to help US drone strikes. But the challenge was rejected on the grounds that Mr. Khan was asking a UK court to pass judgment on the US. During the court proceedings, lawyers for the British government said ties between the UK and US could be damaged if Mr. Khan won the court case. Natalie Feary, London.
There's more from us on Twitter. You can follow us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.